Time for a quick look at your coffee and how much it costs. It's the Upswing's Coffee Index.
Welcome back to the Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Where'd you get your morning coffee this beautiful Friday in Wisconsin? I stopped at Fairgrounds Coffee and Tea right on State Street on the east side of Milwaukee, just off of downtown. Now, the great thing is I walked in and, whoa, there was senior advisor from the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, Tim Sheehy. Tim, thank you so much for buying me coffee this morning. It was wonderful. We had a great conversation. Gave me a lot of nice insights for the show for next week. But pour overs there. Fairgrounds is great. A lot of different blends. They have the Colativo Black and Tan. It's full bodied, a little smoky, really rich blend. $4.50 for a 12 ounce. It's all pour over. It takes a little time, but it's truly worth the time and the extra kind of maybe dollar or two. But Jazz, where'd you stop this morning, Jazlyn?
All right, so I took the bus, and you know, right near where I get off the bus is the Chase Building, and what's inside the Chase Building? A Dunkin' Donuts.
A little Dunkin'.
And I don't know. I paid $3.12, which I feel like is a little expensive. I don't know if it's because I've added cream and sugar or it's because it's in that Chase Building. But boy, when you walk through there, you really feel like a big shot,
big time banker. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, exactly.
There are Dunkin' locations at MKE, right, Harold?
Yeah, we just opened one a couple months ago on the D concourse,
okay.
And then by the end of the year, we'll have one on the C concourse as well, and they have the full Dunkin' Donuts menu with all the donuts and the snacks and coffee and everything
nice.
Else.
I feel like that's an expectation at an airport. You got to have high-end quality coffee, and Dunkin's done a really good job with its coffee, and it's we don't have a ton of them in Milwaukee, like big markets. Like Chicago, you go everywhere, like there's a Dunkin' on every corner. But
but you know, we have a strong local coffee scene here.
We do, yes. And that's why I love doing this coffee index, because I'm an equal opportunity coffee drinker, and I like to stop at different places because you never know who you're going to see, and they're all so very good.